Benji.
Can you hand the shot?
Thank you.
Yeah, you. Okay, everyone says shh. This is Parsha of shh. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, daber el bnei Yisrael le'emor, isha ki sazria, v'yolda zochar, v'tama shivas yomim, ki mein didas dvoso titmo. So there's a famous medrash that quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim on page 3 says, ochar v'kedim tartani, v'atashos alai kapecha. Ocher means the back, kedem means the front. Right, we discussed this, right, the part about Shnei Yetziros, right? And there's a famous Medrash Rabbah, on page 6, 3 lines from the bottom of the top of the Medrash. Im zocha adam omim lo ataki dabdachol maseh breishis. You know, because it's a stira. Achor means he was created last. Kedem means he was created first. So we say, if you're zocha, you're considered like you're the first. If not, we say, the little bug was before you. And the Shem Yishmuel explains, the pshat is that the neshama was created first, and the guf was created last. So if all a person cares about is his guf, so your guf was created on Friday. The little bug was created even before you. So if all you care about is your guf, then even the little bug is more chashiv than you. But if you care about your neshama, so the neshama was created first. So that's what it means. Ochav akedem tzartani. Man was created first, and he was created last. He's from mitzad the neshama, he was created first, and mitzad the guf, he was created last. Oh. But I'd like to share a new pshat in the Ochav HaKedem Tzartani from the Kozhik Lover. Kozhik Lover, you can check on 5A when you come out of the library. You just look at that picture very intensely. I think it's a way of getting Yira Shemayim, is looking intensely into that picture of the Kozhik Lover. What? Well, his name is Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer. It's here on page 16. So, before we get to the Kozhik Lover, he quotes we know there's a famous Gemara in Kedushin on Lamed Tes Amud Beis on page 8 that says Rav Omar Mani Rav Yaakov Hid Omar Schar Mitzvah by Al Malek. That the famous Gemara that says we don't get schar for mitzvahs in this world. This world, we do mitzvahs and the schar is olam haba. Even though there's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva that explains, that's against the whole Torah, because the Torah says, Hiyam Shamot Ishmu, Venasati, Vim Chokhsai Telechu, Venasati Gishmu. The whole Torah is full of schar in this world. So the Rambam gives the Pashup Shad that's not the Torah schar. Hashem says, I see you're interested in doing mitzvahs, I'm going to make life easier for you in this world to facilitate that you'll be able to do more mitzvahs. Because if you don't have all the things you need, you're going to be so worried, you're not going to be able to do mitzvahs. But that's not Torah schar. Schar is, that's how the Rambam learns. But there's a lot of, I should write a whole sefer on this, about all the exceptions to schar mitzvah b'hai alma. So the Kozhik, like there's a famous Vilna Gaon that says we don't get schar for mitzvah in this world, but the hachana l'mitzvah we get schar in this world. That's a famous word from the Vilna Gaon. But the Kozhik Lover says a different word. He says in this world for the mitzvahs, when you put on tefillin, you eat matzah, you sit in the sukkah, you don't set schar in this world. That's going to be olam haba. You know what you get schar in this world for? He says a beautiful word. He says, when you eat breakfast in the morning, and you have kavana when you eat breakfast, that I'm eating so I should be awake when I'm learning, those are the things that olam hazadik of things that you're doing l'shem shamayim, Well, when you go to sleep at night, you have kavan, I'm going to sleep so I can be awake for the next day to daven better and to learn better. That's schar in Olam Hazeh. Because that's the Olam Hazeh dick of things. And that's how we teach you. Take a look on page 16. He says, Lechora, Ma inyan zel achor v'kedim. The pasuk of achor v'kedim tzartani is brought down in Isha Kisazria. Omnam nira dine omru chazal, skar mitzvah by al malekim. He says, Al ze al mitzvahs esei val shmiris me'averus. That's only about mitzvahs esei and mitzvahs los esei. Achamrinon, but we have a Gemara in Brachas of Samach Gimel that says, "Ezo parsha ketana shel kol gufei Torah tluyim ba bechol drachei adayim." Right, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, "Bechol drachei adayim," meaning in all your ventures of life, you should think of the Ribbono shel Olam, and that's the Rambam here in Hilchos Deos on page 13. Per Gimel Halacha Beis. Sarach Adam Sheichavin Libo V'Chol Masav Kulam Leidas Hashem. Everything you do, Sheyochel V'Yishte Lo Yosim Libo, Sheyochel V'Yishte Kelev Havras Gufo V'Ever Bilvad. Right, you eat, so you should be healthy, so you could serve Hashem. The Vilna Gaon, Rav Simcha Wasserman, Rav Elchanan's son, once told me over the Pshat from the Vilna Gaon that B'Chol Drachei Da'eyu means something else, that Derech is the Nigla, and Orech is the Nista. He says, when you're doing Avodas Hashem, you just make sure you do the Nigla right, and Hashem will make sure it'll work out in the Nista also. That's a different shot. And he'll make sure that, okay, but that's something else. But, so says the Kosher Glover on page 16. Ezel Parshuk Tan Shoko Gufi Tortulimba Bhol Drahadai, Bira Rambam, Shafil Binyone Olam Hazak Achil Shri Vishena, he also the Kavana Shelkoch Lava is borrowed bottom line, Nakshav over the same Tomit. Minira da Alze Yeshkarb Mitzvah Bahayalma. Kimbor Babakama. The Masha Odom Mosif Mishalo Yesho Schar Bahayalma. Whereas the actual mitzvahs, that's a chov. But the things that are not mitzvahs, but you're mechaving to add for mitzvahs, that's the Olam Hazadik of things, that you're going to get schar in this world. And that's the pshat, ochor, bottom, next paragraph, page 17. Ochor v'kedem tzartani. Kedem is referring to the Ribbono shel Olam. He's Kadmono shel Olam. Ochor, and that's the Torah mitzvahs. Achor is things that are further away from Hashem. That's what? Inyone Olam Hazeh. That's the Achor, further back. So he says, Achor, if you do the Achor, the Inyone Olam Hazeh, with the Kavana of Kedem, then in the end you're going to be Zocha to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Because then you'll do olam, you'll get olam hazeh, you'll get schar for what you're doing, and you'll be zochel olam haba. That's how he teaches ochor v'kedem tzartani, that the ochor, the things that are far away from Hashem, the olam hazeh dick of things, you can do l'shem shamayim, like you're going to eat with kavana, so you should be awake or healthy, or those other things that you make a parnasa. A person goes to work. So two ways of going to work. I want to go to work because I want to be rich and I want to just be able to buy more cars and more. Or no, I just need to go to work because I want to send my kids to yeshiva and I need to hire a rebbe for them and I need to... So then everything becomes kadosh, even though Olam Hazeh think of things. And that's what it means, Ochor V'Kedem Tzartani, and that's on the pasuk of Leda. And this reminded me of a pshat from the Ksav Sofer. It says, "My Yisron Pasuk in Koheles on page 18. It says, "My Yisron la'odam b'chol amolo sheyamol tachas Hashemesh." what? And the Gemara says on page 22 in Shabbos, Amar Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Barshelas Mishmeder Av Bichu Chacham Ligdo Sefer Koheles. They wanted to put Sefer Koheles in the Gniza. You shouldn't look at it. Why? Mivnei she dvarv sosim zeh. Mivnei lam gozur mivnei she tchivosu divrei Torah. Ma yisom adam cholamolo tachas Hashemesh elo kodem Hashemesh yisom. So says Rashi, Kodem Hashemesh. In other words, Tachas Hashemesh is Ein Yisro. What is it worth, all the things in Olam Hazeh? Tachas Hashemesh, all the Gashmius. But Kodem Hashemesh is the Torah that came before, that for sure has value. There's Ma Yisron Tachas Hashemesh. But Kodem, or the Malam in Hashemesh, that has value. So question, what's the chiddush in that? Of course, he's telling me a chiddush that the Torah has value. What's the chiddush? So the Ksav Sofer says beautifully on page 23. You can look. I'll say it outside now. He says, Avada. All the frivolous things in this world, you know, all the gashmis that people get all, my Yisra. Right? My Yisro. But Lamalam and Hashemesh, the Torah, of course, the Torah is Yisro. The Chiddush is, means like this. Shiyamol, in the future, meaning like this. The Chiddush is like what we said by the Kozhin Lover. That even the Olam Hazeh things that you're doing with Kavanah to enable you to serve Hashem, that also has Yisro. In other words, it's not referring to the Torah itself. The Torah, you don't need the pasuk to tell you about the Torah itself that has a value. The chiddush is my yisro. The olam hazeh, the things that you're doing to enable olam haba, that has a yisro. And that's what he says. How does it end, Koheles? How does it end? Sof tovar hakol nishma l'kim yiras u'tzosav shmur v'zel kol olam. Yes, kol masa elokim yovei al b'mishra al kol nela im tovim ra. Hashem is going to bring us to a mishpat on the hidden things. So what's the hidden things? So he says like this. It means like this. You have two people. They both go to work. They both have the same job from 9 to 5. They're both accountants. They both have that same job. But one of them is going to now take that money that he's getting and he's going to use it for chinuch habanim and things like that. And the other person is going to use it to do frivolous things. So it's hidden. The two people look like they're doing the same thing on an external look. But internally, so Hashem is going to take the mishpat to see when you do all of hazardic things, what's the hidden part of it? In other words, you're eating. So two people are eating breakfast. It looks like they're doing the same thing. He's eating and he's eating. But he has a kavana, there's a hidden kavana, so he can now learn for 3 hours afterwards. And the other guy has a kavana that he can go to the horse race. You know, like things that are embo mamsh. So that's the idea. Isha kisazri of Yolda Zachar, we created this world to be involved in the physical work. But achor v'kedem zartani. In other words, if you're offered, your Olam Hazeh is Litzorach Kedem, Litzorach Kadmona Shel Olam, then it's meaningful. And that's how the Kozhin Lover explains another pasuk that we say in davening all the time. What do we say? Yehalu Shmo B'mochol. Mochol is a circle. And we know the Gemara in Tainus at the end on page 15 says, Losid Lovo, that all the tzaddikim are going to have a circle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle, etc. He says, what does it mean, Yehalu Shmo Mochel? Mochel means you're going around. So how do you praise Hashem B'mochel?
So literally, if you have a circle. But what does that mean? So it says the Kaddish Lov, you don't mean Yahal Shimon Rachel. It means when you're going around here and there in life, to your business, to your work, not in the, you know, all around, is Hashem in the middle? Are you thinking, I'm going to work because I need a parnasa, because I need to support my kids so they can go to yeshiva, or I need to be able to, you know, buy the kosher food and buy the matzahs and buy all the things. So that's Yahalu Shemo B'Mochol. But Mochol means when you're circling around, when it means you're going here and there, and you're doing other things of all hazard that do things, it has to be Yahalu Shemo, that he's in the middle. Like what the Gemara says in Titus, that Losid Lavo, the Shekhinah, the Tzadikim, are going to be a Mochol and Tzadikim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the Epitzah. And I think that's an important idea. I was speaking to Rabbi Cohen's son, Rabbi Yom Cohen, who was in Eretz Yisrael. He said, you know, Eretz Yisrael has the ability to, you know, today as we're celebrating Yoni Eretz Yisrael, has the ability to support Torah. There is, you have Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is because it's a Mokum Torah, that, like the Miri says, it's for Torah. And Kefi, the ability that, as Rabbi Cohen son was saying to me, Kefi, the ability that they're supporting, the more that they're able to support the Torah, the better it is, because that's things that are enablers, all of Haza things that are enablers. So that's why we have to be mispalel, like Rabbi Cohen son was saying, yeah, that Eretz Yisrael should continue to support Torah, because to Kefi the support of the Torah, that's going to be. That's going to give it to Hatzlacha. You have to, the Kfi, the Malkum Torah, and helping supporting Torah. So that's Yehalu Shemo V'Mochol. The things that are not Torah, but are helping towards Torah. Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Meleka says, the Kozhik Lover, for Tefillin, for Tzitzis, for Mezuzah, all these things, we're going to get Schar and Olam Haba. We can't even imagine what it is. But then there's the mundane parts of life, which could help our ruchnis if we have that in mind. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to yavi b'mishpat al kol nela to see what's the hidden part of our actions. In other words, why are we going and having the job? Why are we eating our breakfast? Why are we going to sleep? What's the kavana? For what purpose? To do what? And that's a big difference between this one and this one. Al kol nela, you told me rock. Two people are doing these, like the Sab Sofer is explaining. Two people are doing the exact same thing. Yamo, meaning the future. What are you going to be doing after you're eating? Shiyamo, in the future, says the Sab Sofer. Tomorrow morning, what are you eating? You're sleeping today for tomorrow morning, but what's going to be tomorrow? What are you doing? And if you take Olam Haza and you use it, Lutzurach Achor is Lutzurach Kedem. It's Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Me'ikah, says the. And then you end up getting Olam Haza and Olam Haba. So that's the key. Because there's so many things in the Ovodas Hashem is not only what we're learning, we're putting on tefillin and tzitzis and these things. It's also when we do all the other things in life with Kavana to bring us to serve Hashem, that also infuses it with Ruchnias, and we get Schar for Olam Haza as well. And that's so when the Pasuk discusses creation of man, it quotes the Pasuk Achor V'Kedem Tzartani. Is that the greater the Kavod Shegulova learns, it means not like the Shemi Shmuel's Pshat based on the Medrash that man is created last and first, the Neshama first and then the Guf last, and depends on what he for. But this new Pshat, that Achor, the Achor is the Olam Haza things, if they're Kedem, Tzar Kedem, then you're going to get started. And that's why it's on the pasuk of creation. It was like the Vilna Gaon's brother said, based on the Yerushalmi, this is a Gashmir stick of work. If Hashem wanted to just be in the Ruchni, he could have left us in our mother's womb. The Vilna Gaon's brother said, based on Yerushalmi, we'll just learn it. We're all taking Gashmir, but the Gashmir has to be Tzorach HaRuchni.
And that's an Achor Karen Musatani, Avodus Hashem, Bechol Talich HaChayim, that's Bechol Drachei HaDayim. Bechol Drachei, like the Rambam says, anything we do, we have to have in mind that it's a Kaddish Dikah thing. And Bez Hashem, if we have that in mind, that should bring Shefa Bracha and make everything meaningful. Besides the fact we'll get schar for it in Olam Hazeh, it'll be a meaningful life experience. And Bez Hashem, we should. Okay. Rabbi Zai, I'd like to.